Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is mighty. In the mid-50s, a new cartoon was introduced on CBS that took the adolescent world by storm. Even today, we hear the catchphrase, "Here I come to save the day," and we know right away we're talking about Mighty Mouse. He was the little mouse with big abilities that taught kids that size didn't matter and that good would always save the day. What made Mighty Mouse mighty wasn't just his super abilities, but his confidence and determination to make right something that had gone wrong. In 1942, when he was first introduced, he was known as Super Mouse. But Mighty Mouse is the name that would eventually stick, because as a little mouse, his acts were beyond super. They were mighty. In Scripture, our Lord is also called mighty, not because he's someone small doing great things, but because he is someone bigger than life doing mighty things. Our mighty God does things that only he can do. He is mighty in every way. Zephaniah 3:17 puts it plainly. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Our God has more than enough might to overcome the devil, defeat sin and death, and provide for us an everlasting home that is perfect in every way. He is strong enough to move mountains, powerful enough to create the universe, and great enough to replace the old earth with the new. He is almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Yet he is personal enough to know the numbers of hairs on your head. He is loving enough to care about each individual person with equal passion, and he is reachable enough to hear each and every prayer. In fact, his love for each person is so great that he would sacrifice his only son so that we might forego the penalty we deserved so that we could live with him in the place that he dwells forever. In return for this, he longs for our commitment to him. 1 Peter 5, 6-11 gives us instruction saying, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." Though the world will continue to fail us, by faith we have the power of a mighty God who will never fail us. Though the curse of sin has caused us to be influenced by the power of the devil, we have the mighty hand of God to lead us to righteousness. Though we stand condemned because of our iniquities, we are assured of Almighty God's complete forgiveness just in the asking. Our God is mighty enough to create the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars, yet he is caring enough to want each and every person to be saved. By his word and the work of the Holy Spirit, he motivates his people by his power to save the day in their own unique ways. As his hands, feet, and mouthpieces to the world, he uses each and every one of us to do mighty things within his kingdom still today. By his power, he continues to change lives, influence nations, and inspire the world. For nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Psalm 145, verse 3. He is our mighty God, full of mercy and grace. His love is unending and complete. He is a God who is bigger than life, doing mighty things in individual lives every day. If you think about it, we can imagine God borrowing the catchphrase from a little mouse that did big things. "Here I come to save the day." Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, Martin Luther said it well. A mighty fortress is our God. By your might, you have created all things, and by your love, you have claimed each of us as your own. Thank you for all you are. We are humbled that you would care for us, unworthy as we are. Lead us to a greater understanding of our relationship with you, and grant us peace. Amen.